When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Like to apologize
for what? To absolutely no one. The two-time champ does absolutely.
I'm actually desperate.
I don't know about that, Chief. I don't know about that. We'll see.
But party's coming back, so that's good news.
Everybody have to party.
Yeah.
Ain't supposed to be in jail.
Listen, I don't know what the rules are.
Yeah, anyway, sure.
I could argue he was worse than Greenwood.
Yeah, the least said about that, you the better.
Main Chaffer Podcast. Main Chaffer Podcast. I could argue he's worse than Greenwood is a crazy way to start the app, but you know who it is.
Fuck yes.
You know what it is when you hear the sound. The two of them, the real is back, the real is back.
Come on.
Main Chaffer Podcast.
Come on.
I am him, Hemi Neutron in the flesh.
Shemone.
Dancing, DK, watch your back. I'm going to pass it to my partner.
Colson, you see. Don Corleone in the building, the one and only.
Yes, sir.
AKA L. Coolins, AKA C Note, AKA Hollywood Cole. Coming for your left there, your right ear, surround sound, smart speakers, portable speakers, you name it. We're there. Whew. Episode 228.
Yes.
Let's get it.
It's E-Man G45. The G is solid in my name. The 45 is silent.
Come on.
It's E-Man Prime. God is great. Always. Correct.
Yes, sir.
Prince of the East, Tinfoil Haims, Black Mama Dove, Cheat AM.
Yeah.
Let's get into it.
Let's. All right, so first topic I put down, are you guys listening to less music? The reason I ask is because I've noticed it has been hard in the last few weeks for us to pick songs for the playlist.
Yeah.
How are you feeling on that?
How are you feeling?
It's funny, I was speaking to my friend that I work with, and she was saying that she's been listening to more music, but she's doing it because it's out of our job, not necessarily because she wants to. And for me, it's slightly different. I don't necessarily have to do it for my job, per se, even though it's in the industry. It's just something I like to do. So I have been listening to the same amount of music, but what I've noticed is I am bored listening to new music. So what I'm actually encouraging myself to do is to listen to old music. So I'll just pick like a day in the week and I'll just listen to like my favorite stuff that came out years ago, because I don't know where I find time to listen to my favorite music anymore. So I'll be like last week, for example, I listened to Daytona and I was like, this album is sick. But then I found myself feeling like, hang on a minute, it's a bit of a short album. It's shorter than I remembered it to be.
Really?
It's mad short, bro. It's a 25 to 30 minute album. It's too short. Don't get me wrong, it's still incredible.
Yeah.
But it's just mad short. I feel like before I, you know, always look to find the next big thing or the next thing that is interesting, it's always nice to remind yourself of the stuff that you really like love. So I spent like the time listening to Alfredo by Freddie Gibbs, then Bandana. Then I was listening to Nas, It Was Written. Like, I was just listening to stuff that I know I like, but I just need to remind myself why I like it. So, to answer your question, I'm actually still listening to the same amount of music, but I am dedicating more time to just listen to old shit because the new stuff isn't popping anymore. You guys crack on. I need to give Remy some water.
Scratch up the whole door.
What was I going to say? Yeah, for me, I think it's the same, as in, I'm just not trying to take the risk on new music as much as I was, just because it's such a long time to dedicate, if that makes sense, when you're listening to music.
Yeah. Here he is.
Start the show.
My eye!
Jesus Christ. Sorry.
Right, yo, what do you think of music at the moment?
He is snorting on the mic.
Hi, Mark.
Yeah, let me take me to drink some water. Come here. Keep going, guys.
Yeah. To be fair, I have a regular rotation, and quite literally, that always puts me in a place in a box. So listening to new things, I just don't know, man. It's just kind of weird, isn't it? Listening to new stuff all the time, it's putting me in a place where it's gonna bite you, bro. Just a
down,
little.
Down.
If you bite me, I bite you.
He's going insane.
I bite you properly.
Down.
Nah, you can't listen.
You can't hear. Oh yeah, you can't hear.
Come on. Right, this way. What? Alright. I'm gonna take his water out.
Wow. That was box office.
God. I'm not Jewish, I'm Piru. Ultimately, yeah, as I said, I just listened to a continuous rotation, and now more so it's like I'm coming out of it per se, and that's why I'm not really trying to listen to music as much, because there's more things to actually listen to. So like, for example, as I was saying on a previous pod, I've been listening to more teachings, even podcasts. For me, like, I listen to consistently a few podcasts.
That's true.
And more so now, it's more so like Joe Budden podcasts, but I just feel like there are some podcasts out there that are mimicking that sort of.
How do you feel about that pod? I feel like I like watching the clips if I'm not doing anything, but I just feel it's a weird dynamic. They've almost added too many people.
No, it's perfect.
You think?
Because the thing is, I've listened to it when it was just Ish and.
So Ish Ice.
Ish and Joe, Ice. And then Pops. The next thing, it went to.
Was it Melissa? Or was it.
I want to say it was Queen's Flip. Then it was Melissa.
Okay.
I might be getting that wrong.
And now they've added Imani.
No, he's not there as a regular, though. He just pops up.
Okay.
And I think they all add a dynamic where it just makes sense.
Do you like having Mel Ford on there?
Yeah.
I like her, but I don't know if she works for the pod. Because sometimes I think she can get drowned out a bit. I think they've definitely seen the comments, and they do a lot better in involving her and not just shutting her out. But I don't know. Sometimes...
No. I think it works well. And her characteristic adds a lot to the pod. And I think what they've done is successful, and congratulations to them, innit? But ultimately, as I was saying about like podcasts and stuff like that, I've just now gone into teachings, and I've now listened to a lot less music. So,
yeah.
I mean, if I do listen to music, then it's probably like a new album, but I'll probably listen to it once. If I need to go to it back, I need to go back to it, then it will be a different story.
He's
but
gassed.
For now, it's just a situation where it's just like, it's minor.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I think that's the right approach. And you know what? There's other things out there besides... there's other things out there besides just music that offer and can fill that void, especially if you want them to.
Yeah, that's why I even said, like, if we go back to the episode with Warren, shout out to him. I was trying to go listen to drum and bass because it's something that's completely different.
Yeah, I hear it.
And it's almost reminiscent of like back when me and my brother were kids. But yeah, there's plenty of music, and right now just listening to the same stuff, it's cool, but then I need to listen to another genre to be inspired of just music and really get into that sort of, really just turn those cogs in my brain, basically saying like, let me get this creativity out rather than just being stuck in this one lane.
I hear it. And this is what Most Def was saying, I guess, or having time to have pondered on it, it all just sounds the same. So I can understand if you've gotten a rut, and the state hip hop scene at the moment, it's not in a very creative place. Nothing feels new. Definitely it's all just redundant, which makes it so hard to find something new that you like, because it is just so boring at the moment.
We need somebody who has, like, you know, that core group of like our artists that we get inspired from the most. We need somebody to come out and put out something lit. Like in the UK, for example, Huss obviously dropped last year, Pot of Paper dropped last year, which are both, in my opinion, good albums. But I feel like we need somebody to like really take the reins in the industry. Like we need a Dave album. We actually need like a Cent debut album. We need something to kind of shift the sound or just make people like pay attention again. Because right now it's very much, bro, I was looking at the charts today. Obviously, shout out to Young Philly for everything he's done from an influencing perspective and being a personality, whatever it is. But he's not a musician. Why is he charting? Do you know what I mean?
Why did he chart?
I can't remember. But it was clearly, he must have been in the top 75 if I'm mentioning it. So the music is charting. And I've heard a song and it's cool, but it's very generic. It's like 2015, 16, like, kind of controlling type of music. But that shouldn't really be what is in the hemisphere right now. That's not the sound we should be trying to recreate. Something new needs to happen. Like I love, like, for example, like what like artists like Blanco are doing. Like he's very much from the school of Heady, but it sounds very palatable. And like I want artists like him to blow, like I want like Nems to like put out music out. These men are growing, but there's not going to be much growth unless, unfortunately, the bigger artists drop as well as them. So I think a Dave album is, like I was speaking to someone today, like he said that he reckons a Dave album is coming in the first half of the year. So hopefully that shifts things, because it'll be very interesting to see where he's at. It's not put out an album for about, what, 3 years now?
Yeah, what's it?
It's been a while, 2021. Yeah, it's 2021. So, and even from, and the US scene is probably even worse. Like, bro, there's no inspiration there. Like, the sound is completely flat.
That's done.
I don't know who the next guy or the next girl is going to be, like, to really, like be claimed to be that person.
It's
going to
be so hard for the US, because everyone that could have been that person or should have been that has passed away. It's not easy to find those people. They're gonna, it's going to have to have a real resurgence, if that makes sense.
And
they're gonna
that's
need,
why we're 40% down. Because, bro, we're all listening to the same thing.
So
many items.
Yeah.
But it's true.
And it's weird. The people who sell the people who are the most influential, in my opinion, don't really sell too tough. Like, I don't think, if Playboi Carti dropped an album right now, and I would argue that he's probably the most influential from them, for them and there, that age demographic and below. Yeah. I don't see him cracking 150.
Yeah,
and but 21 Savage, who is very consistent and puts out bodies of work at a particular quality level, he would always sell 150 because he's a staple in the industry. So it's a very weird point where the market is like matured now, and it's not really letting enough.
I think there's just not a new way for new talent to express themselves, because TikTok is too icky in the sense that I could find a song on TikTok, but the best 10 seconds of the song is what's using the hit. And I go and hear it and it's not good. When you used to find songs on SoundCloud, you enjoyed the whole thing because it was the whole experience. They need a new platform like that for the people who want to blow up to blow up.
Come here.
And the main thing you touched on is TikTok is actually killing the growth. Not necessarily from like a holistic point of view, because music is still growing year on year. It's decreased, but what's happening is catalog is growing now. So in the charts this week, for example, Sophie Alex Baxter, Murder on the Dance Floor is number 3, bro.
Just
because of Saltburn, just because of TikTok. So TikTok is kind of is a double edged sword now. It lets new people come through, but it's also allowing older songs to chart for longer periods of time now. So the charts are just effed now. And I don't know if that's going to change, because I think ever since, like, maybe even like before that, but since the Stranger Things thing happened with that song, that blew up from the 80s.
Yeah.
Now every single movie or TV show is trying to find the right sync to allow it to blow up. It's becoming the same typical marketing ploy, and it won't use new songs.
Yeah, that's true. So, I've not even thought about that.
It's effed, bro. TikTok is like a...
Well, because you can tell where people have made songs and they've specifically just looked for that... I can't explain it. They've specifically... Yeah, exactly. They're trying to find that formula.
The formula itself is great because it does work, but then it only works for the first couple. And then once it's done, bro.
For real.
Like, you have to think of something completely different. And then even, like, the age that we're in, where those sort of formulas, they only worked for, like, let's say a period of maybe 2 years. We're living in a fast age where now people clock the formula and they now want to reimitate that formula 100%. For every aspect.
And it works.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate because it's not really genuine anymore. Like, it's cool that a song like Sophie Alex Beck's The Murder on the Dance Floor goes number one or two, whatever it did, because it's a good song. But the reality of it is, like, what does it actually mean? Like, it's going to be here until Salt Burn becomes no longer a thing anymore, and then... I don't know. Maybe I'm being too cynical about it, but it's just basically hurting the growth of new artists from what I can see.
100%. That's exactly what we need, because nothing's really pushing me at the moment and it's making it hard to find and enjoy new music. I hate to be the person that complains, because someone would say, well, just go and do your research. And
it's not easy, though.
Nah, it's not.
It's not easy.
I'm not going to sit there and go through hours and hours of playlists hoping that I like one song. It's not going to work.
I just popped out with him, but what was your genuine consensus? Like, you're listening to less music, would you say?
I feel so. And I just don't have the patience to listen to an album. At least, you know what, before, like, I'm thinking back to 2016, well, not 2016, but like 2013 to 2016. And obviously, you're in your adolescence, so you're just more, everything's more palatable. But I just felt the music that we were receiving at that time, I was always excited. Even if there was a chance the album might be bad, I'd still give it a listen. Now I'm going into most things and having a bad experience. That 21 Savage album, I was so looking forward to it. Weren't great.
It wasn't fantastic. But I think for him, though, I think he's... projects of Metro are better than his solo projects, personally.
Metro was all over there, though.
Nah, no, but like...
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law.
See terms and conditions. 18+. Like, I really like both Savage Modes. They're both like tightly constructed. Obviously, you know, he's collaborated with Metro on non-Metro projects, but I don't know, like, the, like, you take Redron, for example, like that sample into that drop into the gunshot, like, for me, like, that is the first half of that song is very perfectly orchestrated. Like, it's insane, and I feel like Metro brings the best out of him. So yeah, I do agree with you. I didn't think the project was fantastic.
Yeah, well, I
do prefer his. I think he's, but I do think he's definitely worked hard to get to where he is, and I think he definitely deserves the success he has, because he's not the best rapper per se, but he is very good at delivery, punchlines, just being witty, has a really good ear for beats,
yeah,
and sometimes that's just enough, and he definitely like has just a hint. Enough consciousness to actually make his music not sound fully like just like what's the word I'm trying to find? It makes it just not like meaningless.
Yeah,
because it borderlines meaningless, because he's talking about murder all the time. But you care enough about the character and what he's about to kind of listen to what he has to say.
I hear it. I think I agree, and that's why I was more excited, because I felt like he'd been on a really good run. You look at Savage Mode 2, and then he was on Her Loss, two great performances. I thought, okay, now, you know, this, he's on his own here. Yeah. Let's see what he can do. Because if we can do that, that would have been it for me. He would have been out of here. He would have been in another stratosphere. I just feel nothing seems to have really hit from the album. I could be wrong about that, but it just wasn't the slam dunk I think it should have been, especially off coming off of his two latest efforts.
I think he actually has done all right. Like, I agree with you as far as the quality of the album. I feel like it's a bit subpar, but I think if you're talking about performance, like, he's going to go number one again in America 2 weeks in a row. Red Rum is number two.
But then...
like, he's like, from a performance perspective,
yeah,
them man at Epic are like, hey, he's done what he needed to do.
Mm.
Especially as like a, in an act where like hip hop isn't really selling that much anymore, unless you're Drake and Travis, you know. I think he's done well personally, but it's a shame that the quality
just didn't match. Yeah, missing. I just feel it should have been more of a slam dunk, especially with all the assistance he would have had over the last
scream.
That was funny. The way my man was running.
Oh,
crazy.
We'll see. I mean, he's extremely talented, so I'm not too worried. Like, he'll definitely do something I'd like, but I didn't come away from this album enjoying or taking any singles. So,
do you not like Red Rum?
No, not really. It didn't work for me.
I thought it was fantastic.
I'm gonna have to give it another listen.
Nah, the drop is brazy. Like, cause it's just fully classical.
Mm.
And then he just hit a loop, and it's like, nah, this is. Yeah, nah, I think that's a great performance, that song. Fantastic.
Because I was also quite disappointed with Unknown T's album.
I thought it was really good.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you've been listening to it longer than me, though.
Yeah.
I thought it was fantastic. I feel like I'm really sad that like flopped. I really am.
How flopped did it flop?
Well, if you look at the videos, you look at the marketing, you look at how much has been kind of been pushed by, I think it's like Universal, you think they've spent a bag of money on him.
Mm.
And for it not even to go like top 20 is damning.
Yeah.
Maybe the rollout lasted too long. Maybe the opportunity for them to strike has left. I don't know.
Yeah.
Sad because I listened to the quality of the album and the music.
Is that actually decent?
Come here. Stinky Dog.
Stinky Dog is crazy. Yeah, I wasn't crazy about it, but I felt it was one of those albums where a lot of the singles had already been released.
Yeah. Like, fuck your mic. Yeah, that's true. There wasn't really any big surprises.
Yeah.
I don't think.
But it's what it is. Okay, so. I saw this question asked and I was thinking, what are some of the greatest beefs of all time? So, for example...
Oh, no, it's the one. Yeah.
For example, Tom and Jerry.
I was going to say Pusha and Drake.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, that man will never get on.
It's not... It's, yeah. And then, yeah, it's just peak.
Fam, they've been beefing for so long as well.
It's not even the fact that they've been beefing for so long. It's the fact that Drake said... set a whole army to push her to basically say stop the beef. It's being dirty in the mud, like tear, and he's still shooting shots at push her. So
yeah, they'll never let it die.
He will never let it die.
I mean,
if that's his vibe, then
yeah, it's true.
Sosby, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's gonna go on for a while still. Trying to think of some other famous beefs. Man, don't like each other at all. And everyone.
50 Cent and everyone, yeah. 50 Cent holds a grudge until the end of time.
Yeah, you can't resolve that. Like,
nah, but the whole thing about 50 Cent is that 50 Cent... that's competition, though. The situation with Murder, Inc., that's beef. But everybody else is competition.
Mm.
Until Jim Jones wants to take it too far, then he'll take it too far. But Jim Jones he's his own entity. But
what a fascinating person.
I just feel like with 50, like, even after the Diddy thing, like, he just posted a selfie of himself. It's like, look at that. Like, only 50 will do that. He is the funniest, like, that's one man I'll never want to fight.
No, 100%. I'm not going back and forth with him.
Not at all. I do not want any parts of that.
Because you're going to lose.
Yeah. It depends, though. It depends what sort of funny stuff he wants to do. Like, if it's just competition or just
brands and stuff.
Oh,
I
yeah,
think it's
yeah,
amazing because he called his stuff Puffy Juice.
Huh?
Remember when he called Ciroc Puffy Juice? And like, the thing is, even though his vocal was doing bits and it was doing well, he just decided to obviously just say, okay, let me take my money, put it here, and then that's it. Make my own cognac. And he's done very well, but now Puffy Juice ain't really... Well, I mean, Ciroc is always going to be a household name, but then it's going to be like Alizé.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's never really going to get to that point where...
Puffy Juice is bullying at yeah, its highest level. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I said Tom and Jerry because whenever them man saw each other, it was always on site immediately. No rest for the wicked.
Yeah.
They were just getting to scrapping. And that black lady that was in Tom's house telling him to chill.
Thomas!
Oh yeah, do you know the reason why old cartoons were amazing?
Why?
It's because they use real artists.
So what are they doing now?
Everything is computer generated. Not in the aspect of, like, if you want to become an animator, you can become an animator, but you don't have to necessarily be an artist. You don't have to study the arts in order to do that.
Right.
Whereas back then, their man that made the imagery and everything, it was genuine artistry. Yeah. So, like, they've studied it. They've done it for years. They've done their 100,000 hours.
I can't believe, like, some of the stuff that they'd be able to draw as well. Like, the stuff that used to get off in the cartoons that we used to watch.
Yeah. What? Cow and Chicken's mum looking thick.
It's Miss Bellum.
Dex's mum.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man.
That's crazy.
Because now, like, you looked at Dex's mum, like, why is her bum so big? And then now you look at Dex's mum like and think,
I that thought it was a drip. Haired
woman.
I said it was a drip, you know.
With that's and then crazy. Dex's dad was just there, just smiling all the time.
Now we know why.
Yeah. Yeah. No difference between Dex's mum and Ice Spice.
That is funny as hell.
Oh gosh.
That's funny as hell, man.
Nah, we had some generational cartoons going up for sure.
Yeah. Even Dragon Ball Z, if you look at the artistry in that in itself, it was amazing.
That's generational stuff.
That man would be
in school. All the man them used to try and like redo it, like make their own variations of it. It's cold, man. It's so cold.
That is timeless.
That was generational. That completely. Like, I was gonna say it before we got on to Dragon Ball Z. It's just eluded me. It's gone now. It's a shame.
What was in the wheelhouse of?
Another one is a good one was Peter Griffin and that Chicken Man. Their man will just scrap.
On side.
That they wouldn't even talk.
Yeah, sorry. Going back to the beef.
Their man will just fight.
Bro. I really enjoyed that. They always
but then would you
in.
Say like Vegeta and Goku are beefing?
Nah. It was initially. So the first.
Yeah.
Even, no, I don't
the first
know, you know.
Episodes are beefing.
100 episodes.
They were, but,
but 100 episodes is dumb.
Goku was more beefing the other Don that came with Vegeta, not Vegeta himself. I forgot what my man's name was now. It's going to bug me.
Piccolo.
Nah, not Piccolo.
He crushed it.
I can't believe
it. Frieza.
Nah, not Frieza. There was another guy from the planet that they're from.
Broly.
He came down. Nah, not Broly. I literally can't remember his name. Oh, it's a shame because I actually watched it not that long ago. I should actually know the guy.
The pink cute.
Nah, it was another Saiyan, but it doesn't ease the
Majin Buu.
But no, their beef was more like, I respect okay. you. But,
yeah.
You
know, it wasn't.
He was never. Vegeta
he
was never.
He crushed really it on him though. Though.
Yeah, no, they did fight eventually. Like, when I think it was Vegeta becoming Majin Vegeta, their man were scrapping. That was cold.
But. Majin Vegeta.
Yeah. Majin Buu all of a sudden decided to just start
to eat.
Taking it over people. Yeah, Majin Buu as a character is brazy.
Majin? Yikes. He is the most paused character in the pausing.
Yeah, eating up your ops is crazy. Being the number one eater is crazy.
Majin Buu's nasty work, man. I used to think he was bubblegum.
100 eaters.
S.O.S.
Yuck.
Yeah, somebody needs to rescue you, man. For real.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
What else is happening?
Is there anything to touch on before we go?
Biden and Trump.
Is that
that's not really the greatest beef.
What did he say?
I just think it's
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden.
Yeah, get him out of America.
Apparently, I don't know if it's true, but apparently they might replace Joe Biden for Michelle Obama.
How are they going to do that? There's no time. Aren't they going to the poll soon?
I don't know.
Nah, let her rest, man. She's been first lady, unless she wants to do it, but I don't think she can save it.
She probably could.
I see Trump winning.
Womanhood, and she's black.
Woman.
Isn't he on the trial still?
Take her to trial.
Yeah, but I don't think that stops him.
He's on trial at YSL still, bro.
For real. It's a Rico. All right, can we think of any more beefs?
Nah, I can't think of it. One really eluded me. I'm sad. I can't think of what it is. But it's all good.
I would say... Nah, I cannot think of one on top of my head. But there is one that's probably most important beef. Well, Batman and Joker.
Yeah, that's generational. Yeah, that's generational.
They are ops.
He does not like that man.
Kevin Feige in his cap. Growing up, I used to watch wrestling, and Randy Orton and fucking John Cena, their man were going back and forth. The amount of times I thought they killed each other, listen, there was a time Triple H ran up in Randy Orton's house. I thought it was real. That was crazy. That's
too funny. I read an article the other day saying that he still comes on for guest appearances on the wrestling, John Cena.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah.
He's
yeah,
thinking about retiring soon. I thought he was completely done.
Nah,
I thought he was making movies only.
Nah, he came back. He came back last year for about nearly two months.
Can he use his name?
John Cena?
Yeah, or is he still paying?
No, WWE genuinely owns his name.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
Vince McMahon's a mad man. Yeah,
that's insane.
Yeah, the less said about him, the better.
So yeah, but I think if they even give him some money, has to go to WWE if you see John Cena in a film.
That is what you,
because this is it, like, you gotta pay to
360 deal. That is crazy.
But shout outs to Dwayne The Rock Johnson. He's down back his name.
If you're Samoa.
Oh no, The Rock versus Steve Austin. That was
generational. Yeah, they were fighting.
That was generational. My word.
Them man did not like each other.
I loved that beef. That beef was crazy.
They were trying to beat the snot out of each other. It's crazy.
Oh god.
Yeah, she was a while back then.
Mm.
Okay, final topic. Oh yeah, this was good. Why are we friends?
Because I fucked your bitch, fat motherfucker.
West Side,
Fat Boy Killers.
And you wonder you got sick of sir?
Oh my days. How can you ask the question on a track? Put it back.
Who was he talking about?
He was talking about Prodigy.
Oh my god.
Yeah, rest in peace, Prodigy.
Fuck Mobb Deep. Fuck Biggie. Fuck Bad Boy as a staff, as a record label, as a motherfucking crew. And if you're down with Bad Boy, fuck you too.
He was really upset.
In hindsight, if you really look at it, I mean,
was he wrong?
Was he wrong?
Oh, yeah.
I heard they got your man.
The sickle soul boy, I was out of order.
Yeah.
Because black people can really have that. Like, that's a crazy thing to say.
We are brethren because I just think we're just calm brothers, man. Mm. Like, at the end of the day,
I think you started off with Omar.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
How?
Because Omar was in CAMP.
He was in M.
That's such a random.
Yeah, but you were in P, innit?
No, I was in C, bro.
Oh. Yeah. So, for the people who don't know, We had six classes. Yeah, six classes in our year group. CAMP US spells campus, of course. I was in U.
Where were you?
S.
You were in S. So.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
P-U-S.
That's crazy. They're crazy with that.
So P-U-S were always on lunch together, always chilling together, and C-A-M was always chilling together. But I think it was Amar, because I was cool with Amar. And then he must have linked up with you, man. And then from there, we just clicked. And then
I wonder what the first ever like event or scenario that allowed everybody to kind of...
It would have been after year nine.
Where no, you're right. Like, realise we're actually like the blacks.
The blacks!
plus the Asians, obviously.
Do you know what it is?
The Bammies. When did we become the Bammies, really and truly? Because there must have been a moment where we'd be like, yo, where are we got? Because when we're deeper, not all the Bammies made it. It was just technically like us, man. Obviously, we were cool with everybody else, but there was a core group of Bammies.
I don't know. Something
Black British Bammies.
I think you had to know. It was like,
it was Young Enterprise. Because remember that day, that was a 2-hour lunch break. We just used it up.
Yeah, we did.
Because they said, you could go on lunch.
We did.
It'd be like, but what time?
Was that year 8?
I don't know, but we went on lunch for 2 hours.
2 hours is an insane lunch, I remember.
And we were just around, and they couldn't do anything because they said, you can go on lunch. And nobody knew what lunch break the people had, so we just all went out on lunch. And I think from that point, everyone really clicked up. Like, but proper.
The good thing is, though, like, within the group, every man kind of had people they were closer to. And if you weren't close to somebody else, then there'll be somebody else that's close to them. That makes sense. Like, I wasn't in any class with Dade, but you're in class with Dade.
Yeah.
So by trade, I knew Dade through you.
Yeah.
And then me and Demi were in media studies together, but you may have not been in any class with Abiyaz, but then you knew Abiyaz through me. Like, it was all kind of like... Webbed up into some kind of...
The next thing, there was Levi. Well, I knew Levi and Reese because of year six.
What?
No, because I wanted to beef Reese.
In year six?
What, Reese Kerr?
Yeah, in Warren, but remember the day like they had everyone
come that day. That's
the introduction day.
Yeah,
that day.
What did he do?
I don't know. It was just silly stuff. We just wanted to fight, but we didn't fight. But then I think people were saying my name, but it was just like, no, I just wanted to fight him. But me and him were great. We're really good. But
shout out to him. He's doing great things.
Lovely person. But I think from that, because then I kind of knew Levi, and then there was Devante, because Devante was also hyping up as well.
Mr. Sparta.
But then at that point, it was just like, cool, I know you. Then Aaliyah knows Devante. Then from that point, everyone's just clicking up.
Yeah.
And then from there, we just... For after year 8, because it was year 8 and then year 9.
Yeah, year 9 is when it happened.
When it really, really happened.
Yeah.
Because you know, it's kind of mad, like, even the fact that, like, I'll probably see someone like Levi four or five times a year. That's actually crazy, considering how large the group is. And
no, it's fine.
Okay,
it was actually fine. You man didn't even realize. I looked at you, and your man was just like,
and I was like, large.
But when you consider the scope of the group and how many members there are, that we all still link up. And as you said, some people are closer to other people. Like, there's no harm in saying E-Man's closer to Levi than probably the both of us, but we'll still at some point see Levi. And that's nearly 10 years plus on from
100%.
Yeah, 11.
It makes it easier for everyone to kind of link up. Like, obviously, you're not going to be cool with everybody, but like, more time, like I say, 95% of us are all blessed. And it makes it for an easier experience.
100%.
So we're lucky in that regard, because it's not like that with other people, you know. So
not at all. Is my man coming? I'm not going.
Yeah, like, yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, and then like, well, even that as well. Like, what's his name? Reese. I saw Reese Evans recently. We were just chopping it up real quick, and it was like, yeah, man, it's cool.
He's married.
Yeah, he's married. But you know, shout outs to him. It's, you know, there's a lot of people in our year that we still kind of chat to and see on a regular basis, and I'm like, it's cool.
That's the one aspect that makes me sad about not being in Chafford no more, though. I don't get those interactions anymore.
How often would they happen?
A fair amount of time, because if you think about it, you're commuting from the station, you're going to run into somebody.
Yeah.
Or if you're like in their Fenchurch Street where you're going to go home from Tower Hill, you're going to run into someone. Yeah. It just happens. Or if you go Lakeside to grab something quickly, it just happens. Like, I went to go see my brother on Sunday. We went to Nando's and just was chilling. And I just saw Leke and we were just talking to him. And I was like, bro, I've not seen, you're a grown ass man, I've not seen you in years. Do you know what I mean? I don't get those interactions being where I am now.
That's so true.
And if I do run into somebody in London, it's like, what the hell? Like, why are you here? Type thing. So I do miss that.
That is crazy.
It's actually crazy because I saw someone yesterday in Reading from Chafford.
Mm.
But he goes there in uni. I was there for another function. And I was just like,
yeah.
Why are you here?
Yeah.
There's nothing like that. That is a crazy link up.
God.
People, I never. That's not something I would have expected, but it makes sense. And those are the opportunities I guess you miss when you're not in Chafford anymore. But yeah.
But then again, I saw what's his name. You know, Reece Evans' brother. What's his name?
Bobby.
I saw him in Wales.
What?
That's crazy.
I think one. I was gonna say that. I think
because he lives in Wales.
Yeah, that's what,
but it was just like
why, like how? Why?
That's him. Like I'm not seeing. Like that's not. I'm not crazy for seeing that.
Yeah. You're not where you're supposed to be. Like, this is not where
you're not supposed to be here.
Yeah. But you know, Chads. I've seen Chads all over the world.
Well, look, where's the crazy? So, if you say Iran, I'm gonna laugh.
Nah, I've seen him in Spain. I've seen him randomly in London. Like, this is like 7 a.m. in London. I'll be like, why are you here, bro? Like, bro, I'm just doing me. Why are you here? It's like, but it's the fact that I saw him in Spain. I'll be like,
yeah,
a brother. Like, what's going on? So, I will probably see him in another country. I'll be like, we need to just sit down and chop it up, right?
Running into somebody in another country is crazy, though.
Oh, that would
like the odds of that is nuts.
Yeah,
when you think about the maths behind running into somebody in another country, being in the same place at the same time,
yeah,
it's actually brazy to me.
So the fact that that's happened is insane. Yeah. And it's not even someone that's kind of in your circle and maybe you didn't know you were both in Spain, but like, it's just random. Like, yeah, there's no plan there as well.
Yeah, facts.
Shit's insane.
She's crazy.
Yeah.
But I'm glad, like, the core group, you know, we still do things, we still make an effort to, like, see each other and whatnot. Still so it's a blessing, I'd say.
For real.
Yeah, man.
All right. Yeah. Does anyone else have any other topics?
Nah, man. I'm tired as a motherfucker.
I hear it. Okay. Music. You still have no options.
Redbone by Childish Gambino.
Okay, that's a really good song, that is. I reckon that song's going to age very well. Just due to the nature of it, how it sounds.
Yeah.
I'm going to choose Meek Mill on the regular from DC4.
On the regular.
You know what's crazy? That's on the MIC radio thing mix.
Really?
Yeah, because I downloaded it and that song, I think, comes on next.
No way.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I was listening to DC4 for whatever reason. Maybe similar to you, like, just going back. I have really enjoyed that album.
Yeah, man. Meek secretly has a good catalogue of
And that, albums. What's crazy about that is that was after Back to Back. So He was up against it.
Oh God!
And it's a good project. I think if that had been without the back to back, it would have probably done extremely well. But yeah, that's my choice.
C'est la vie, you know.
For real.
My choice is Buffalo Kitchen Club by Benny the Butcher and Amani Caesar. I quite like her verse. It's pretty cool. Pause in the verse still. A bit pause worthy. She's saying some crazy stuff that I can't agree with.
I can't agree.
But she sounds good saying it. So there you go.
Yeah. Wonderful woman.
Yeah, man.
Really. She does what she needs to do.
I hear it.
I'm glad.
And why did you select those four albums?
That's a good question. I just felt like between the two of us, she picked two, I picked two.
So she picked Drake and SZA, and I picked Childish and Cage Ronaldo. I just thought that they're good looking.
Was that 99.9%?
Yeah. So it's Kaytranada's first album. But I'll probably change them next time you guys come because I get bored.
Fair enough.
But yeah, I think they're all iconic albums, I'd say. They're all done well for respective artists.
Do you think Redbone is just there for the single, though? Like, do you like the whole album?
I like the album.
Yeah, I like the album.
And, like, the intro is brazy. The intro is absolutely brazy. Me and Your Mama, I think, is the name of the intro.
That cover art is insane.
Yeah, man. Apparently the woman who is the woman that took the picture, or no, is the picture, sorry, sued Childish Gambino because she didn't pay, he didn't pay her to do it.
Well, I hope he has now.
I don't know if, I don't think
he's got Mr. and Mrs. Smith to worry about.
Yeah, look, got me and Sophie looking crazy out here.
Oh yeah, have you man seen the lift?
The lift?
Yeah.
No, but Kevin, what do you think?
Whack. Well, it was a lift.
Really?
What do you mean?
It's literally in a lift the whole movie.
No.
Is that in the sky?
No. Kevin Hart basically took the money and then
lift.
Gave a poor job. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, it was. There was some great actors there, and I just felt like this.
Yeah, I was disappointed. There is some great actors, but I don't know. Hey, he's wasting people's time.
Cat Williams was right.
He was. He didn't tell a lie.
You seem to have a predisposition for what's it for niggas who lie or whatever it was for niggas or whatever it is. I don't know what you said.
Oh man, he's poetic. And thank you for finding that much dank clip. I ain't seen a video in time. That was a nice throwback. I got cases on cases on cases on cases on cases. His Tekashi work is incredible.
Unreal.
Yeah.
Main Chat Podcast. Until next time.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.